Davis. ProFlowRadio.com.
Go! ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in audio.
You go!
Hit it with FoFo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah!
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show. www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
Your idea will come. You see me? Yeah, man, you're listening. You're listening to the most fire radio show. You see me? With DJ Max, Pro Flow Radio, nonstop. Yeah, it goes up. Cali says so.
All right, so I am here again, yet again, on ProFlowRadio.com. This is the Indie Artist Spotlight. I've got a young man, still young, still vibrant, still doing his thing. Definitely putting his stamp down on the game, helping to make a statement for the black males out here, as well as anybody else that's bold enough to trust us. If you don't mind, can you give them your name and where they can find you at on the internet?
All right. First of all, big up to DJ Max and Pro Flow Radio. You done know. My name is Cali Ranks, the OG in the building. You know what I mean? You can find me at everything Cali Ranks. .com. I mean, Cali Ranks at Facebook. I mean, Facebook/Cali Ranks. Same thing on Instagram, except the underscore at the end. Cali Ranks _ and Cali Ranks on Twitter. Cali Ranks on Facebook, IG. Everything Cali Ranks except the _ and IG.
All right. Should be fairly easy to find on Google as well. Cali spelled K-A-L-I, correct?
Yes, sir. KALI RANKS.
All right. So I was going through Google today looking you up, and I ran into old school video, you know, doing it big with the biggest. So let's start from the beginning, man. How long you been doing this, if you don't mind?
I'm an OG in the game, man. I've been doing it for 20-something years. I initially got signed to Def Jam in 94, 95. You know what I'm saying? It debuted under the show soundtrack by Russell Simmons, produced by Drew Dixon. You know what I mean? We killed them all amongst some of the greats. You know, God blessed me with the opportunity to be amongst some of the greats on the album, like the LL Cool J, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, Mary J. Blige, Q-Tip, just to name a few, you know what I mean? It was a blessing. But that was the initial official start.
Yeah, that's pretty official if you ask me. You know, don't really get no better than that. You know, that was a blessing for sure. What made you even get part? Like, I mean, you were doing it probably before that, but what made you get started in the whole music expression, you know, the industry?
Well, actually, I've been doing it just like you say from the teens. You know what I'm saying? I was born in Jamaica and raised in Brooklyn. I came to Brooklyn when I was 13, 14. So I grew up in that hip-hop era, you know, from the 80s when hip-hop was just breaking out, like, fully, you know, before it even went commercial. And, I mean, being born in Jamaica, I had that reggae influence from birth. And then, you know, being raised in New York, that hip-hop influence came into play. So, you know, my whole style, I would say, you know, came from that experience, walking the line between a Jamaican and an American kid, you know what I mean? So the inspiration came from, you know, a lot of, you know, artists like Shabba Ranks, you know, from KRS-One, you know, up to now, I'm still being impressed by, you know, certain artists, you know, even the young Kofi and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, it started about then, you know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. Most definitely.
No,
I think I saw the video with you and Onyx. Was that what I saw?
Yes, Onyx was in the Kill 'Em All. Actually, Frederick Starr was in that Kill 'Em All video, the one initial one of Def Jam. I had Frederick in it. Praz was in it from the Fugees. Digable Planets. I don't know if you remember them. some of the cats from Digable Planets, and we had a lot of cameos. You know, like from Wu-Tang, from from, you know, it was dope. It was dope video, but the relationship between me and Onyx go back from then, you know?
That's awesome, because we had Praz on the show once. We've had Raekwon on the show, so you're in good company, bro.
Definitely.
I want to jump to that one song I also saw when I was on there. It was, I think, a newer song. I think it had something to do with Guns Down, or what was that about?
Yeah, that came out in 2011, before this album that's out right now called The Living Legends. That was a single, and it's not even properly released. We kind of did it as a promo video. It's called Gun Down, just dealing with the struggles of growing up in the ghetto, in the hood, you know what I mean? And, you know, cats who say, like, you know, I'll never put my gun down. It's like reasoning from their side, you know, why wouldn't they put their gun down, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's that feeling of being so clustered where you have no choices but to, you know, hustle or to, you know, do what you got to do to survive, you know. But the purpose is behind it is usually sometimes good, like, you know, just feeding the kids, you know, just real life, you know what I'm saying? Real life experiences, man.
That's awesome. You've obviously weathered the storm of years in the game. A lot of individuals can't do that. How do you think that you've been able to maintain your own creative expression over the years, and how the game has changed for the good and the bad?
To be honest with you, I stepped back for a little bit. For probably about 3-4 years, I kind of stepped back from the music, because when I initially left Def Jam, when I initially got signed to Def Jam, I didn't even really finish my career out on there, because it was somewhat of a culture shock being born in Jamaica and then, you know, making that transition to like a major hip hop label. You know, I kind of had a culture shock, because me and Capleton got signed by the same A&R at the same time. You know what I mean? Capleton was, you know, a legend. I'm sure every reggae fan know who Capleton music is. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was a culture shock. So it was hard at first. So I kind of, you know, after the initial hoopla and the fame started coming in, I kind of stepped back from it, because it scared me as somewhat of soul selling. You know what I mean? So I stepped back for a while. I started my own little label. You know, I still had the love for the music, but not the love for the industry and the way business is done. You know what I mean? So I had to kind of learn as I grew, as, you know, went from that transition as a young man to a fully grown, you know, acknowledgement of what life is, that sometimes you got to just find ways around things to actually, you know, somewhat give them what they want to hear, until, you know what I'm saying, you could give them what they're supposed to get. Because you in your conscious mind know you got to say something that makes some sense, that brings some, even if it's hardcore, some type of positivity, some type of upliftment. So I had to step back for a while and reflect, you know what I'm saying, relearn myself, you know what I mean, and relearn the business. And the transition from the way things were to the digital market was kind of brand new to me. So I had to relearn the business, you know, the digital market, the way things is done right now. So yeah, it's been good and bad, hard and easy. And you know what I mean? Because back in the days, it was easy to just go on a Chitlin circuit and prove yourself. Now the market is flooded with everybody trying to be a star on the internet and so on and so forth. So I still believe, you know what I'm saying, content rules. So that's where I'm at, man, in the rebuilding phase, building a label, getting some young artists, trying to make open doors for them, you know, stuff like that. Just educated moves, man. Not even no daydreaming, just, you know what I mean? Step by step.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The label that you have, can you give the audience a little bit of description about what you guys may promote, or actually the product that you guys provide, the genres maybe, or the name of the label, of course, if you're accepting other talent.
Okay. The name of the label is Afimi. It's A-F-I-M-I. It's a Jamaican phrase meaning, Afimi meaning it's mine or it's ours. You know what I mean? And the latest project that we have out is The Living Legends, which, you know, it's somewhat of a, I don't know how to describe it, man. Some people say it's a compilation because I've done so much collaborations on it. You know what I mean? But I really wanted to create an album that gave you the essence of the old school, you know, blending in with the new, you know what I'm saying, to you know what I'm saying, kind of bridge that gap, if you know what I'm saying, if that makes sense. It features like Chris Brown, Mr. Lauryn Hill, the legend, you know what I mean, Black Rob, Kianni Buss, The Real Rampage from Split Mode. You know what I mean? A young artist, we have Stephanie Adler. I got kid from BMF, from original, the Big Meech crew, Montana Trip, you know? Yeah, that's the latest project we have in now that's streaming everywhere, you know what I mean? Our genre on the label, you know, it's broad because I'm a reggae, we have a reggaeton, we have R&B, we have a new school artist that's 15 years old that we just signed called Jinx Topic, you know what I mean? She's somewhat emo or trap, if you may, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, in a few we will be taking, you know, right now we distributed by UMG, so we're trying to just get it together tight now so we could start, you know, creating more opportunities for young artists because, like I said, I'm an OG. I'm not really trying to be the superstar or nothing like that. I just want to really finish what I started and open some doors, man, and create something.
Well, goodness gracious, the names you mentioned are legendary. There is not one person that you mentioned that everybody, at least my age group, would know. I don't want to
right,
my
right.
age group. But damn, that's great, man. So, you know, getting those individuals to participate with your label, how did that process go? Was that like a just because you are who you are, or like?
I'll be honest with you. Yes, because I think it would be hard and more expensive for, say, somebody just trying to start right now to get all those artists, you know what I'm saying, to be on one. It'll cost a lot for one, you know what I mean? And it's not like my label, you know, has that big budget like that. We did that before distribution with UMG, so you know that was all us. So it's really relationships that I've built through the years, you know what I mean, and not burning bridges, because like I said, I stepped back at one point, just, you know what I mean, just to reflect. And this business is fickle. It seems large, but it's really a small circle of people, you know what I'm saying? That 6 degrees of separation really works for music, you know what I mean? So to any young artist or any young individual getting in the business, you know, my advice would be, you know what I'm saying, be careful whose toes you step on. I'm not saying that you should go around just, you know, like sucking up to everybody, but you know what I'm saying, you carry yourself with, you know, you respect people. So therefore, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, because everything don't cost money. Sometimes, you know, it's like buying a Bentley or something. You can walk into, you know, you have the money, but if you have the prestige, they don't even want to give it to you. You know what I mean? So you just got to carry yourself away, man. Yeah, you got to carry yourself a certain way where, you know what I mean, you can reach out to people. And that's exactly what I did. You know what I mean? A lot of friends helped. A lot of people who I know, like Cannibus is a good friend. Black Rob is a great friend. Onyx is good. They on the album too. You know what I mean? And matter of fact, Frederick is on the album twice. You know what I mean? So it's all about, you know, the relationships, man. I would credit that to relationships.
Well, let me ask you about Cannibus, because Cannibus is probably one of the greatest MCs alive that never really got the credit that he deserves. How do you feel about that man?
Honestly, I agree with that 150%. And it's just another, how would I say, just another proof of how the business in this industry is run. And, you know, it's sometimes not what you know is who you know. You know what I mean? And Cannibus, He had a hard, you know what I mean? Just like you say, they just inducted him in the museum, the hip hop museum last year. You know what I mean? He's just starting to get a little credit here and there for his contribution to the culture. You know what I mean? But I agree with you. I feel like, you know, Cannibus was, he never got any type of the accolades that he actually deserved for his contribution to the culture, bro. You know what I mean? Mostly because of politics and, you know, yeah, politics. That's the best way to put it. Our politics. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Politics is ruining every particular industry out there, no matter whether it's music or utilities or whether it's like food services. There's always some politics involved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's my brother, man.
Yeah, well, tell him Mad Max said what up. But anyhow,
I can do that.
That we appreciate the input that you've given to the game. How do you feel that your impact has made on independent music?
Well, to be honest with you, that's why I came back and created this album, because I wanted to finish what I started. I felt like I did make an impact. I contributed, like, you know, like Mad Lion and them dudes, because the 90s was a time of, it was more joy in the music than now. You know, it meant more in the ways of, you know, like, we knew hip hop started out like in the Bronx when it was burning down, etc. You know what I mean? So it was a way for us to escape. You know what I mean? The 90s still had that vibe where when we went to a hip hop party or even a house party, it was an escape. You know what I mean? Something for us to uplift ourselves, the vibes. You know what I mean? So we're not on the streets doing something different. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, I don't think we're ever gonna lose that, man. I don't think we're ever gonna lose that. So I cling to that. You know what I mean? I kind of lost track here, but yeah, hip hop put me in that zone, man. Just going back.
I mean, well, people out here like you, though, like it will always survive and exist. You know, there's a lot of individuals that are listening that will want to be in your shoes. What advice would you give individuals that are trying to make a difference or make their name known or pushing a cause? What advice would you give those individuals?
I'd say stay true to yourself and stay far from gimmicks. You know what I mean? Like, I've noticed, like now, I don't have a problem with new school because times are going to change. You know, our music was different from, say, the times of Motown or so. Even though we still had that influence from those times, you know, and we still cling to it today, we still play Motown music. I would tell any individual, be true to yourself, be original, and stay away from gimmicks, because 20 years from now, you know what I mean, if your music sounds exactly like somebody else's music, it's going to be hard to say, well, this man stood out. You know what I mean? So even though the styles changes and so on and so forth, I'm not saying, you know, don't do you, you know what I mean? But always stay true to yourself. Don't be a follower, you know what I mean? And stay away from gimmicks, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because creation is really perspective. You feel me? You don't have to look at somebody else different and say, I'm going to do it like that. You could do it as weird as you might feel about, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing, or anybody might say it's weird. If it's you, somebody else is going to like it. But somebody's going to feel like you if it's genuine feelings. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Great advice. What is this new album about? Tell me about that.
This new album is about different. It's a bunch of different things, bro. Because say, for example, the song with us and Chris Brown, it's me, Chris, and Stephanie Adler. It's called Monster, but it's really saying, you know, being a monster is facing any adversity, and instead of being scared of it, you go at it with all, you know what I'm saying, with your all, to the point where you're the monster, you scare the monsters, you feel me? And I got joints like Rebel Music, which is just like a story about being raised in Kingston and the poverty line, you know what I'm saying, how hard it is to survive day to day, you know what I mean? While we swing back to songs like, you know, like Bring Him Out with me and Black Rob, which is just a party song, you know what I mean? Like people having a good time. New Love is just about, you know what I'm saying, you leaving one relationship, going into another, and the reason, you know what I'm saying? Miss Lauryn Hill, Perfect Match, it's orchestrated by my A&R from Def Jam, because it's a joint that we remixed, and, you know, we have about three versions to it on the album. We have the dancehall remix, we have the original reprise version, which is just Lauryn, like, you know, just singing, you feel me? And then we have Poetry by Miss Lauryn Hill. So that song is about love, you feel me? So the album is about upliftment, love, and unity, man. You know what I mean? And going for stuff you believe in, you know what I mean? Living life to the fullest. And you won't find no cursing or downgrading about women on my album, you know what I mean? We have the hardcore joints, you know what I'm saying? Like the gangster joint, you know, Jamaicans, we can't leave out our gangster thing. So we have Onyx, you know what I mean? We got, you know what I mean? It's that hip-hop reggae flavor, brethren, that I've been doing forever, but never got a chance to collaborate with other people and express it like that, basically.
So, considering the circumstances, the big names, the success that you've had, how do you feel about this whole life experience? Because, like I say, you know, there's people like myself that, you know, I'm just out here scraping up scraps and then running to individuals like yourself. You know, how do you feel about your life experience?
As far as, like, compared to everybody else?
Really, to be honest, just more like no comparisons at all. Just the life that you got to live.
Bro, I'm very, very, very thankful. And it's not because of like, because people would think from all the music I've made, I'm rich. You know what I mean? I'm okay. You know what I mean? And I'm satisfied with it. And I'm very thankful to the Most High because I was born in a third world country. The first part of my life, you know what I mean? I was like in Kingston, Jamaica, Kingston. I was born like about 13 miles from where Bob Marley was born. Concrete jungle. You know what I mean? Where you have 8 families in 1 yard. You feel me? And I moved from there to my grandmother out in the country where she had an outhouse. You feel me? And kids around me, most of us, we played barefooted. We played soccer barefooted. You know what I mean? And so on and so forth. To the point where I got to move to New York. You know I mean, go to school in New York, joined the military at 17, you feel me, went around the world, you know, came back, got signed to Def Jam, you know what I mean, in my 20s, I was driving Mercedes and stuff, bro, I've been blessed, you feel me, I have been truly blessed, and I wouldn't trade it in for anything, man, I wouldn't trade it in for anything, I've had a good life, I've met some great people. You know what I mean? My family is good. You know what I mean? I'm healthy, which is the most richest part of, you know, I'm still being here, bro. And that's just the real.
It's amazing. It's amazing the people that you can meet when you believe in your dream and just get out here and do it and not burn
bridges.
That's
real, bro.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard, bro. It's hard because all humans don't come straight. You feel me? You're going to come across those that's going to make it easier for you to go the wrong direction. You feel me? So sometimes it's best you step back. You feel me? Just step back, Reggie. So, yeah, man, I'm grateful, bro. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm humbled. You feel me? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely grateful that you're still out here doing your thing because you're giving other individuals an opportunity to help with your whole purpose, and it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, ultimately, you wouldn't be here without individuals that were supporting you, and whether they're a concentrated audience or whether it's like sporadic here and there from different.
Bro, if it's 10 people, bro, it's still facts, my brother. You still can't. No man is an island. You know what I mean? No matter whatever you think you might know or not know. So that's facts. That's facts, bro. It's the love of people that kept me going, bro. More than anything else. Yeah, forget for mentioning that. For real.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. What would you say to those individuals that have been supporting you from day one? Because I know you got a few fans that have been following you from day one or were waiting on that comeback when you were 3 years in and want to do it.
Yeah,
what do you say to those individuals?
Bro, I honestly could say thank you from the bottom of my heart, bro, because if it wasn't for those individuals and the people that believe in me, you know what I'm saying? Like my folks on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, my family, you know what I mean? It's real, bro. It's real. It's them that keeps me afloat, bro. It's them. You know what I mean? And I got to give thanks for my friends that I've made over the years, like the Onyx, you know, like Fredro Starr, you know what I mean? I got to give it to Fredro, man. You know what I mean? He never forgot. He never, you know, these guys never turned their back on me. Cannibal, Black Rob been sick for a while. You know what I mean? He had a stroke. You know, he's another dude that had, I could honestly say, he got a raw deal in the whole music thing too, just like Cannibus, man. Because, you know what I mean? These guys should be living in super mansions, man. They are all right, but they could be doing a lot better. You feel me? If it wasn't so many politics involved. So I'm thankful for great friends, man. I'm thankful for great fans, bro. Because if it wasn't for them, me by myself, I probably would have sat down and just loved my music to myself, bro.
I understand. It's the same thing every once in a while. Black Rob, he had one of the hottest albums that was out in that time period. He kind of didn't get the credit he deserved as well. I mean, he came up with one of the best songs just in general in relation to hip-hop. That Woe song was
that
ridiculous.
Woe song.
But the whole album, Can I Live, you know, he's a storyteller. He knew what he was doing, man.
Yeah, man, one of Harlem's finest, bro.
How did y'all run into each other?
Rob, I actually met Rob before you got signed to Puffy. You know what I mean?
Really?
To make a long story short, a female friend of mine, you know, Rob took a liking to her, and then we all met, you know what I mean? And he wasn't even deep in the music like that yet, and then we end up with the same manager, and the same manager that was working me when I got signed to Def Jam, got him signed to Puffy, to Bad Boys. I was taking Rob to Def Jam before Puffy even signed him. And he had a buzz and everybody was saying, "Yo, Black Rob in the building, Black Rob." Yeah, that's my dude, bro. We used to ride up and down in hoopties, bro. Getting jimmies and shit, you know what I'm saying? Smoking and shit, bro. Smoking weed, bro. For real. You might have to edit some of that, bro. That's just real. Yeah, that's my man, bro.
Yeah, I would like to elaborate on this interview at some point in the future. I hope that you will be willing to give us more. This is like a surface kind of interview where we just kind of touch the surface, show them who you are. But you probably got some interviews that the audience would like to hear more about the relationships that you have with individuals, you know, respectfully said for those individuals. I know that they trust you.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind telling the war stories, bro.
So we'll have to reschedule that one for sure. But I wanted to make sure that we focused on you today. And I want people to understand this new album that you have. Is it out already or is it going to be coming out?
Yes, it's out already. It came out August 23rd, the end of last year. Yeah, it's been doing good. We probably over 500,000 streams on that album, you know what I mean? It's been doing decent. We can't cry with no big super promotions behind it, you know what I mean? And that one we distributed ourselves. We just got the distro through UMG, so, you know, the next couple of projects should be a little bit better. But for that one, it's doing good, man. It's doing good with no big promos. So it came, we had a Lauryn Hill joint charted number one on Amazon. It charted number one on iTunes, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we've been doing all right.
So what's the name of the album again?
Living Legends. Kelly Ranks presents Living Legends.
Kelly Ranks, K-A-L-I Ranks. You already know what it
is. Yes, sir.
We're pulling it down all over the United States as well as different continents because the man is international. It's already obvious. If you had any last words, what would you say?
My last words would be, man, during this time that we're going through right now, I know it's hard for everybody, you know what I mean? Try to keep your spirits up, you know what I mean? And stay home so you can stay safe. I know, you know what I mean? Like I said, don't even focus so much on material things, you know what I mean? Focus on your health because health is the real wealth.
True that. So my last question, a couple questions actually, is more of a personal thing that I've been trying to put a spin on these interviews. So we've been through the whole music industry, and but like, when Kelly Ranks sit down and he's celebrating, what's that meal that you have? What food do you choose to be presented with when you're enjoying success?
Do you mean the actual food, the meal?
Yeah, your favorite meal.
My favorite meal is rice and peas and chicken, man. It's easy. Jamaican cooked rice and peas and chicken.
Bro.
Yes. Stew chicken. Come on. It's simple. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, because I asked another guy with this, Louis Ranks from Belly Ox.
That's my brethren. You're Louis, my brethren. Louis, my boy. Louis is one of the first dudes who gave me advice. I met Louis in Brooklyn. Bro, I could go through so many war stories. I met Louis in Brooklyn before Louis even did Belly, bro. I knew Louis from way back, bro. Way back. Warwick Hills Warrior. You know what I mean? Me and Louis did shows together here in Florida. You feel me? And Sluggy Ranks, all them dudes from Brooklyn, bro. Because I used to hang out in Brooklyn in 54th Mama Lulu's store. You feel me? Food store. With Reverend Badu and all of them. You feel me? That's my bony fry, man. What food do you say you like the most?
Say what you say, man.
Yeah, man. I'm my boy, that man. Yeah, R.I.P. to the king, man. R.I.P. to Louis, man. Legend. We love him. Jamaicans love him, man. We love him.
Yeah, that's amazing how the connections go so strong.
Yeah, man. It's a small industry, man. I tell you.
hey, well, it might be a good thing for me one day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. You just keep pushing. It's like a line, brethren. Once you join the line, you're consistent and believe in what you believe in, brethren. Your day will come. Every dog has been there, brethren.
You know, as long like as you there, officially like your heart, they are clean on the Pro boy, Flow for Show Show. Check us out. www.maxi.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
You see me? With DJ Max, Pro Flow Radio. Non-stop. Yeah, it goes up. Cali says so.